J. Paul, Power 96 Sports. Albert Lea, Section 1, Class 3A Individual Wrestling Tournament took place over the weekend, and one Tiger is going to state. That's Avon Wasmon, who took second in his weight class in the section tournament and is the only Tiger wrestler again going to state this year. But several just missed their trips with third-place finishes in their respective weight classes. Tucker Eriksmon, Cameron Davis, Cole Glazier, and Caleb Talamantes. Other area wrestlers going to state include Bryce Sonic of United South Central and Ralph Rossler of NRHEG. Section 1 3A girls basketball bracket has been filled out. Yeah, they play Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Number 5 seed Byron will be at number 4 seeded Albert Lea, and you'll hear that game right here on Power 96 Sports. Number 7 Faribault at number 2 Austin. Winona, 6th ranked, will play at number 3 Casson Manorville. And Red Wing is the top seed in the section. They get a bye in the first round. Monday, local sports, a game to be heard here on Power 96. The 10-10 Albert Lea boys basketball team is at home versus 14-6 Rochester Century at 7:30. Austin hosts Mankato East in a battle of two teams at the top of the Big Nine. Blooming Prairie's boys host Houston. The NRHEG girls start section basketball at Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. United South Central boys basketball section play starts at Waterville Elysian Morristown. The Riverland men's basketball team earned an impressive win over top-ranked St. Cloud Technical and Community College Saturday in Austin. The Cyclones are third in the nation. Blue Devils 14th in D3 JUCO men's buckets. Riverland took a 12-point lead in the first half, only to find themselves down 3 at halftime. St. Cloud led by as many as 8 in the second half, but down the stretch, Riverland worked their way back into the lead with two key trays from Terrell Smith, but St. Cloud tied it on a 3 at the buzzer by Torres Kinchin. Halfway through overtime, an argument broke out in the stands near the St. Cloud bench involving about 10-15 women who shouted and pushed each other and took a few swings at each other as the disturbance spilled out onto the court. While some in the crowd and assistant coaches tried to break it up, the players on both teams went back to the locker rooms while the police were called in to sort through who did what. And after about 20 minutes, the game resumed, less a few people in the stands. The Blue Devils hung on for an impressive 89-85 win in overtime. Sophomore guard DeAndre Anderson led all scorers with 24 points off the bench. He was 4 of 5 from three-point land, including some that he took from Lansing. And St. Cloud has the number 1 seed now in the Southern Division of the MCAC Region 13 playoff tournament that's going on this coming weekend in Coon Rapids. Rochester and Riverland were tied, and so they had to go to a coin flip to see who got the second seed, and Rochester won the toss. So Riverland is the third seed. And coming into Saturday night's game against the Austin Bruins, Aberdeen was 17-0 when scoring first, so that made the first goal of the game very pivotal. Midway through a back-and-forth period, the Bruins struck first when Hugh Larkin scored his 18th of the season, giving the Bruins a 1-0 lead. And it was back and forth, each team scoring goals till it got to 2-2, and then it was all Bruins. They took over the game for a 5-2 win, and they increased their record to 25-15-2-5 on the season, pulling even with Minot for third place in the NAHL Central Division. Up next for the Bruins, they welcome the Bismarck Bobcats to town for a pair of games Friday and Saturday. J. Paul, Power 96 Sports.